Yo, what's up, everyone? Thank you so much for listening again to this podcast. If you don't know me, my name is Evan, and I'm in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I go to church at Victory World Outreach. So if you're listening to this and you're not from the church, come hang out, come visit, come find me. I'm here every weekend. So, but if you know me, welcome back. It's cool to have you. It's super encouraging to me doing these, and it always lifts me up just talking about Jesus and talking about what he's done in my heart. And, you know, hopefully this, you know, touches you too as well, and you get something out of it just from, you know, my experiences and what I have to say. You know, today I just want to talk about what Jesus has done in my life. But before we do that, let's just pray. Thank you, Jesus. God, I love you. I glorify you, Jesus. I need you in my life and in every situation, God, in my heart. God, I pray that you just be with every person, God, wherever they are, that you would just bless them. And that you would be with them and that you would just guide their thoughts and their mind. Jesus, give them peace in their situations, God, and whatever they're going through, whether they're at home or school or work or in the car, Jesus, that you just keep your angels around them. I give you all the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. So I just want to talk about, you know, Jesus' love in my life and, you know, just his forgiveness. I was, you know, just today I was even thinking there's so many things that I've done in the past and the wrong things, and the devil just gets in your head and he gets in my mind sometimes, and it is a total distraction and it's a lie from the devil, and the devil can get you in your feelings like quick to where you're starting to think like, I have messed up so bad in my life, and you say, I have done so many wrong things. I have done this and this and this and this. And how can Jesus love me? How can he forgive me? How can he, why does he forgive me? Like, why does he care? And sometimes that's when the devil gets in and he starts saying that Jesus doesn't hear your prayers. Jesus is not listening to you right now because he doesn't care. And you start letting those things fill your heart and your mind, and you become sad and you become depressed, and it turns on quick, and if you don't see it right away, it can wreck your day, it can wreck your week, and just totally destroy you just in what you're doing at work or your family and stuff like that, and get you off your game. And, you know, I was thinking that today, I was just like, Jesus, I have, like, you know literally everything about me. You know my, from the beginning till now, the future, you know just my wrongs, like, why, I don't know, I was just losing hope, and I was just, I don't know if you've ever been in that place, but I was in this place, and it was just a struggle. I don't even know where I'm going with this right now, but just seeing that God does love me, and he does care for me, and, you know, in the Bible it says, I think Peter was asking Jesus, you know, how can I forgive my friend if they sin seven times a day? And Jesus was like, not seven times, 77 times a day. You should forgive them if they mess up 77 times in a day. And, you know, that just, you know, that makes me want to cry, because Jesus loves me no matter what. He loves you no matter what, no matter how many times you mess up, or no matter what you're dealing with in your life. You know, Jesus, he sees you. And not only does he see you, but he forgives you, and he wants you to continue following him and to not give up. And the devil just feeds you, and he says you can't, but you can. And Jesus not only forgives you, but he forgets your sin. You know, if I was to sin right now and repent immediately, it's gone. And, you know, the thing is what you do after you repent. I mean, are you continuing going back into that sin? Or are you saying, Jesus, I'm all in. I'm sold out for you. I don't want any part of my old life or the things that I've done. You know, I just want to be with you and what you've done. And if Jesus can forgive us, if Jesus can forgive me, then surely I can forgive others that have messed, that have, you know, done wrong to me. Or, you know, I should be able to forgive others just in general, like, or to say sorry to others for hurting them, because I'm no better than they are. And, you know, if I want forgiveness, I have to give forgiveness, and I have to say sorry and want that. So that just brings me to my next thing of what I want to talk about is just forgiving people when they mess up so many times and you seem like you can't forgive them. There's so many cases in my life where I've thought this and I didn't want to forgive them. You know, I was mad. I was upset. Just one case was with my cousin Landon. We were, I don't even know when this was, but there's actually a lot of cases with him. But one of the most, I guess, recent ones was, we were mad at each other for like a year straight. And I was so mad at Landon and I didn't want to forgive him. And I don't even know right like now, I don't know why I was upset. He probably doesn't remember this, but it really messed up our relationship for a while. And, it hurt us. It hurt me spiritually in my life because like there'd be days where I wake up and I would just have like hate in my heart for him. And I had no idea why. And this was like for a year going on. But one day someone preached it or I heard it somewhere and they were just like, hey, if you can't forgive that person or if you're dealing with unforgiveness in your heart, then, that's not right. And that's just like a sin. You're not going to make heaven your home if you have unforgiveness in your heart. And I did not want unforgiveness in my heart. And so I immediately, I don't even know if that day or the next day I called him. And honestly, we didn't even have to say hardly anything to each other. I was just like, hey, bro, I got to apologize. I'm so sorry for acting this way, for being a jerk, for hating on you. And, he immediately apologized as well. And he was like, I'm so sorry, dude. I have no idea why, we're both like this and I don't even know why we were fighting or what caused that. But it was for like a year straight. And after that, I felt so much relief. And I know he felt relief, just relief. And it was just like a burden of, just hate going away from my heart towards him. And, we both wanted that. So if you're, if I've offended you or if I've done anything wrong towards you and you're listening to this, I'm sorry. I do want to apologize because I want to apologize for things that I've done wrong if I've done something towards somebody. And I forgive you, I forgive people that have hurt me. I don't want to hold on to those things. I just want to love Jesus and to make heaven my home. If that means me doing everything opposite of the world, I'm all in, I'm sold out for Jesus. So. That's just like one illustration about just forgiving people. There was another time with him. This is just a funny mean story that I'm going to call myself out really hard on this. But I was mad at him so bad during, we used to work together. We used to clean windows. And we went to Popeyes for lunch. It was me, him, and then Pastor Josh. And we went to Popeyes and I don't think he ate. It may have just been me and Pastor Josh that ate. And I got food and there's a lot of times where I don't finish my food and he didn't get food. So he's just watching us eat. And I was so mad at him and I was so upset that after I was done eating, I had like a biscuit and maybe a couple pieces of chicken. I asked him, hey bro, you want the rest of this food? And he was like, yeah, dude. Like I knew he was hungry and I was like, okay, perfect. And I took the tray of food and I just threw it in the trash right next to me. Right in front of him and Pastor Josh. And it was, I can't believe I did that. I feel so bad that I did that because it was such a jerk. Like I did it on purpose just to make him mad and upset. And because I was mad at him and I didn't want to forgive him. And I was just, I just wanted to keep giving it to him. But I don't even know where I'm going with that. But anyways, we need to forgive people because we want to make heaven our home. And if you have unforgiveness in your heart, that's not right. So. Whatever you got to do, if you got to go and just find that person and say, hey, I'm sorry for this. It's once you say sorry, sometimes, they might not forgive. They might not forgive you. But that once you say sorry and you deal with that, that's between the Lord and them. That's no more between you and them. That's the Lord and them. If they don't want to forgive you, that's fine. You did your part and it's on them to do the rest. So. I hope this is encouraging and this helps you. This really helps me right now. This has been on my heart for a minute. As usual, I'm just going to keep this short and we're going to go ahead and pray and close this out. And we'll be out. Thank you, Jesus, for your love and for all that you've done for every single person. God, for saving me, for forgiving me of all of my sin, Jesus, no matter the things that I've done, no matter how many times a day I sin, God, you forgive me. God, I pray that you just be with every person. God, that you just watch over all of us. God, that you would just do something great in our hearts, God. We know that you have a plan and a purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's Evan P. Jones 95, I think it is. And then I'm also on Spotify if you want to listen there. And I'm on podcasts if you want to listen to it there. You can listen to it on YouTube. Anyways, have a great day. Peace.